Blog Talk Radio.
Divine word. word of God on tonight. And I'll tell you, it's just so much thanks of God. And friends, and you that are out there, hallelujah, in my listening audience on tonight. You know, I'm a radio personality. Not only do I come on the radio, but I also am a radio listener. That is where I get 98-99% of my information I get off of the airwaves. I tell you, you know, I am really, I am just really moved by the things that I've been hearing coming across this radio airwaves, thanks to God. And you know, I said earlier tonight, we're going to have to stay prayerful, and we're going to have to be vigilant, hallelujah, of our surroundings, what's going on around us. We should never get so comfortable in today's world where we don't want or we lose interest in keeping up with the latest scoop, the latest news, because it concerns us as being ministers, evangelists, prophets, and missionaries, and whatever your position is, whatever office you hold, it is very vital and it's very important that we stay on top of what's going on around us, around the world, because it involves us all, not just a few of us, not just some of us, but it involves all of us. And we're just going to have to stay on these those we need. We're going to have to stay prayerful one for another. And we're going to have to keep our feet planted on the devil's head. Because I tell you, he is busy like never before. He knows that his time is about us. He is seeking and searching out, and he's looking into the heart of those that he can distort. He can deter their mind from God, because the Bible says he comes like a roaring lion. He comes seeking and searching out whom he may devour, whom mind he might tarnish and turn away from God. Hallelujah. But I tell you, those that know God, those that have a relationship with God, I would just encourage you to just keep on keeping on. You got to keep on holding up, as I first said on the last recording or so. You got to keep the bloodstained banner. You got to keep it and hold it high for all the world to see. Because the things that I've been hearing that has been coming across these airways are alarming. I mean, they are alarming. Thank God. Friends, constituents, church family, kin family, supporters, followers of Jesus Christ, the gospel that I am bringing unto you. I mean, it is disturbing. Hallelujah. And so, you know, we are now into a position, and I know you have heard some of this, I imagine, and if you haven't, then I just want to share a little bit of what I have learned. And that is that, you know, we're going to really have to be careful, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of people on this airway, and they're, you know, saying a lot of stuff. And, you know, it might be good for us, but, you know, they're putting up videos and certain things and having it not to be published, you know. So just going to have to really be mindful and just, you know, be under the instruction all at all times under God's leading. You know, we can't, you know, be out there without our covering. We have to be covered under the anointing of God. Hallelujah. And so we have to be careful about what we talk about because, you know, I'm telling you, you know, it is now to where you just can't say any and everything. That you could have free speech and you have your Fifth Amendment. But, you know, like I said, as we see, you know, different laws and regulations are being implemented and being set in motion. And so, you know, we just have to just let God lead us in our thoughts and in our walk and in our talk. We have to let God lead us, not lead ourselves. Because when God leads us, we know that God will lead us in the right direction. But I'm telling you, it's like your privacy is not your own anymore. They are even going into the schools, into the nurseries, and the daycares, and the colleges, and universities, and the workplace. And they are gathering all of our data. You know, even what you talk about, you know, texting and text messages and just verbal conversation is under a microscope right now. And so we have to really be vigilant, like I was saying, and be prayerful and pray for one another. I pray for you, and you pray for me. And together, hallelujah, we can watch God change the thing. Because I'm telling you, we are definitely living in the last day. I mean, you're talking about, like the Flintstones used to say, in the Stone Age, we are living in that almost like a Stone Age drift. Because I'm telling you, it's just about to make your hair stand on its ends and hear some of the things that are going across the airwaves and the TV and commercials and I tell you, the newspaper articles and the magazines. And so we know that God's word is coming to pass as we know it. And so I, without any further ado, I'm going to go on into my program. But I thought I would just kind of share a little bit of that with you, you know, to just let you know what's going on in the earth. So our sermon on tonight, entitled, If My People, and you can fill in the blank. I want to say that one more time. If my people, hallelujah. And we're going to take our key scripture, hallelujah, from the law of Matthew 14 and 23. And it reads like this. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. Hallelujah. And we know that prayer is essential to our daily walk with God. Thanks of God and friends and constituents and you that are out there in my podcast live listen audience on tonight. It is very vital that we keep our prayer life open. I mean, not just at night when we get ready to turn in for bed, but I mean all through the day. You know, we must keep our prayer life going. Hallelujah. And as I first stated, that prayer is not only just praying for what we want from God, praying for God to heal others, but we get down on our knees because we know that prayer is a conversation with God. It's not a formula. Yes, sometimes we might need to use a method to refresh it up by prayer time. We can pray a psalm or other scriptures such as the Lord's Prayer. Or you can use that method. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. And I recently come across this five-finger prayer to use as a guide when praying for others. And we're told that when you fold your fingers, the song is nearest to you. You can begin by praying for those closest to you, your loved ones. You can go to the Law of Philippians 1 and 3 through 5. We also know, hallelujah, that the index finger is the pointer. Pray for those who teach. Pray for those, hallelujah, who teach us Bible today. Pray for the preacher, hallelujah, and those who teach us truth. You can also go into the Law of 1 Thessalonians 5 and 29. And we also know that the next finger is the tallest finger. And it reminds us to pray for those in authority over us, over you and I. Nationally and locally, and also your supervisor at your workplace. You can read in the Law of 1 Timothy 2 and 1 through 2. And we know that the fourth finger is usually the weakest. You can pray for those who are in trouble or who are suffering. Going down to the Law of James 5 and 13 through 16. Hallelujah. Then you come your little finger. It reminds us of the smallest in relation to God's greatness. And ask Him to supply all your needs. Read down in the Law of Philippians 4 and 19. And I'm going to encourage you that whatever method you use, hallelujah, just talk with your Father. Hallelujah, your angels want to hear what's on your heart. And we know that if our prayer ascends to heaven's throne, regardless of the form we use, we know that our Father always hears His own, regardless of the words that you and I choose. Hallelujah. And so, I'm going to read from First Chronicles 7 and 14. Hallelujah. And it shows a contrast between the elaborate and the simple mind. It describes a massive celebration to dedicate, hallelujah, the Jerusalem temple. We know that King Solomon and all of Israel, hallelujah, spent weeks in worship and praise, staging an impressive display of their allegiance to God. And that included prayer. It included concerts and feasting. God responded to Solomon, however, with simple but sober advice. God told Solomon that after the dedication, when the celebration was only a memory, and when God's people had forgotten Him and faced judgment, He said that they would only need to turn from their wickedness and call upon Him. He would not require impressive acts of corporate prayer. They are encouraged that His people would simply need to be humble, to be prayerful, and obedient to His will and His way. God promised that He would hear them He would forgive their sins and again make them a prosperous and blessed community. We know that such a solution is still our best course of action today. Hallelujah. We live in a technology advanced, complex, and competitive world. We know that many of us lose time. We lose health and peace trying to keep up with God's grace. Sometimes we suffer through the stress of trying and fail to find reasonable solutions to difficult problems. We would do well in such times to return to our ancestors, practices of prayer, having endured the power of slavery and brutal racism. They had a simple faith that proclaimed the old hymn you and I know so well. Up above my head, hallelujah, I can not only hear music in the air, but I can see glory in the air. There must be a God somewhere. Hallelujah. We must cultivate that same kind of faith that enable us to wait on the Lord, to be of good courage, you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's found in the Lord's Psalm 27 and 14. Hallelujah. I would encourage you that are out there listening on tonight. Take time instead to pause in the midst of life, precious. To look to the Lord. Look prayerfully. Look humbly. Look obediently. Hallelujah to Christ, who brings prosperity, who brings about peace with the storm of life raging. When we are sold as individuals and as Christians community, then we can cut through life complexity and find peace and direction that the world cannot offer. We know that although we still won't know what tomorrow holds, but I tell you what, we will know who holds our tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And we know that the value of just the quiet presence of our Heavenly Father and the careful examination of how we have engaged life on a given day has great significance. Perhaps this was the goal of the Apostle Paul's challenge, was to redeem the count. That's found in the law of Ephesians 5 and 16. That is to make sure we're making the best use of the time God gives us living and serving. And as the day winds to a close, you're encouraged to take some time for quiet reflection. In the serenity of the evening, we can, in God's presence, get a more accurate perspective on life and how we are living. Hallelujah. I come aside from the world of Christ with this burden of pride and the care of life, to a beautiful, quiet, restful place where I commune with my Jesus face to face. And you know that there will be more reflection of Jesus when there is more reflection on Him. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions for your husband, your wife, your son or daughter, your aunt, your uncle, your grandparents, your colleague, your friend, your neighbor. If you have any preferences that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Make your correspondence attention. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1500, Peoria, California, 95020. Email address, Janice, all about God at yahoo.com. Till we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And I will let the music take the remainder of the program over. Till we meet again on planet Earth, on these airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Theater to Listen audience, I am so sorry. We forgot to pray on tonight. So I will ask God to forgive me because that was an oversight. I am so sorry we forgot to pray on tonight. But hallelujah to God.